We're
So nervous.
live.
I'm gonna do a jingle. It's a new thing. Ready? Burr, 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 burr. Welcome back to the podcast Dive Dives. We talk about movies and shows and things and things. Today we have Danny on, and you know,
it's our first guest in a while.
This is no promise that we'll be consistent after, but we'll try to pop in when we can, and hopefully in the spring and summer we'll be more consistent with movies and shows that are current and old and stuff.
So, and things, don't forget the things.
What?
I said don't forget the things.
Yeah, the things too. We'll talk about all those things. Anyway. Yeah. Today we're gonna talk about since Spider-Man No Way Home is coming out in December, we wanted to go back and talk about Homecoming and Far From Home because they're the best Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Right?
Starting off with controversial opinions.
Yeah,
I hate how I have to say that's a controversial.
Yeah, that's not controversial, but anyway,
no, but it is though.
I can already feel the haters coming in.
I know.
Yeah, with all
but how do we want to start? Do we want to start with Homecoming, or do we want to start with Tom Holland, or?
I'd say we start with Homecoming.
Okay.
Okay. Well, go by the gap.
Before that, do we want to start with Civil War because he's in that technically?
Sure.
I feel like there's not much to say.
I know he's in it.
Just say he's.
I just in it, yeah.
I like him.
He just.
I was excited.
But I do want to talk about like what I saw a fan edit. They're like, what if Andrew Garfield was in Civil War instead of Tom Holland, and then he carried on through the MCU? And all the comments are like, oh, this would have been so much better. Wow, he's so much more mature. This would have fit better with Tony.
Have you seen how like?
It's so weird. Why do people like? Because like, didn't the Andrew like the Amazing Spider-Man duology get like so much hate? Enough people just love Andrew Garfield all of a sudden.
What happened with the prequel? Yeah,
it's just a revival. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
people are just like, no, because no one liked those movies. Like, no one agreed that those
were
the best Spider-Man movies ever. And then just recently,
especially the second one.
Oh, you're black.
Playing with it. But yeah, what, Steve?
No, I can't say it. It was from when we were hanging out. I just thought.
Okay. Anyway, on the Spider-Man Homecoming, we start with general thoughts. So I guess this is, you know, his first solo MCU one since, or first solo Spider-Man movie since The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which was just atrocious. And we'll talk about it later with that, the issues with that in our podcast that we outlined, but there were way too many villains, too much studio meddling and like reshoots and just all that stuff. So, you know.
Not a good movie at all.
I hope that's not foreshadowing for No Way Home, but anyway, Homecoming. General thoughts, Danny or Steven?
Okay, I'll start. Homecoming, good movie. It was, I personally like Far From Home better, but it's really close for me. But Homecoming, I thought it was fun, like, teenage relatable movie that Marvel had released, whereas, like, what were the other movies around that time? When was that? It was, like,
2017. It was like, I think it was Guardians 2. Like, I guess Black Panther was kind of close to that, Doctor Strange.
I think it came out during the summer, right?
Yeah, it was like July 2017.
Yeah, I mean, like, both the Spider-Man movies don't necessarily feel like it feels like Peter Parker is the main character rather than Spider-Man. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I like that. It's like, focuses a lot on his character growth rather than him actually in the suit, which is cool. Even though, like, seeing him in the suit. Like, it's not like you don't get to see him in the suit, where it's like something like Thor, where it's like you don't get to see his powers at all. But you get to learn a lot about the character, I feel like. And he's, like, a really likable character, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that focus like stays consistent and Far From Home too, you know, like not to get into that, but I think they do a good job in the MCU of like making you actually care about Peter. Because I think as many fanboys as there are for the other two, like Spider-Man, I think it's very hard to connect with them. And I think like they give you enough time with Tom Holland in development where you like actually, like, you know, give a crap. So.
Yeah, I feel like I agree with that, but I also feel like, well, I don't like remember Far From Home like too much. I think I remember like most of it, but I feel like in Homecoming, like you see Peter Parker like the most, like, you know, like his character aside from the suit. And then Far From Home, you see more of Spider-Man, like him in the suit more. And I feel like in No Way Home, it's gonna progress again. like him being in like the suit, like the most
I think he's so ever as well. Been. Yeah, especially
and I feel like the tones of the each movie kind of convey that too, because like No Way Home and Homecoming, they are like not the
oh, for
same at
sure.
all.
I mean, even the beginning of Far From Home to the end, like you can kind of feel it a little bit.
I mean, Homecoming is definitely just like a high school movie.
Yeah, and like in No Way Home, he, like, people are saying like, oh, Doctor Strange is like Spider-Man's new mentor, but like that's not like that's not true at all. I don't think like Peter Parker is like he's all on his own in this movie. I feel like well, that is if Toby and Andrew aren't in it, but that's still up in the air.
Yeah, but I think that's like progressively that makes sense for his character. I mean, like he is supposed to be learning to be like on his own in. Supposedly, like, well, not supposedly, but like some say, like the new head of the Avengers, or like that's been speculated inside the movie, right? That was in Far From Home, like some reporter asked that. But like he's like that's kind of where his character is heading towards, especially with Tony gone. Like, obviously, he's gonna be taking on more responsibility as a hero. So I feel like Doctor Strange being his mentor wouldn't make much sense. And like maybe the other Spider-Man's kind of as like a final push towards, you know, like finally being on his own.
Yeah. I think a lot of the complaints about the mentor stuff and Tony and all the other MCU projects is that like they say that the issue with Tom Holland's Peter Parker is he's so reliant on the other Avengers and like Tony as his mentor. But I think they're like the whole point of Homecoming is his arc is like he moves away from needing that mentor, you know? And he has to learn what it means to not have the suit. And I think Tony saves him like once or twice, but the rest of that, he doesn't even have his suit for the final battle. And he's like slowly shifting away to responsibility. And you see that in Far From Home. And I mean, No Way Home even. Like, I don't think Doctor Strange is really as much of a mentor as people are like, you know, trying to play it off as.
Yeah,
even in the trailer, like they seem like, not like enemies, but like there's definitely like tension between
them.
Yeah, I mean, you can just like see Peter's character mature through the two movies. Like, in the beginning, Homecoming, he was like eager to do whatever he could as Spider-Man. Whereas like once he like kind of, I don't know, took on more responsibility as a hero, he kind of like saw that maybe he didn't, what like he wanted to live his life, you know?
Yeah.
Like Far From Home, obviously, he just like didn't really want to be involved that much.
Yeah. Into the specifics for Homecoming, I'm convinced I'm like the sole defender, I guess this is sort of likes, but of like Vulture as a villain, because I think he's so like grounded and not ridiculous compared to like so many of the dudes. Like that year we got like Ego, the Living Planet, and just like Doctor Strange was like Dormammu and stuff. But Vulture is just like a dude trying to make a living for his family, but he's doing the wrong thing and you know it, but you understand it. And I think that's like, you know, that's what you want from a villain. And I think MCU villains get a lot of hate, but I think they did that really well, and I liked Vulture stuff.
Yeah, it's like super, super close for me, but I liked Vulture just slightly better than Mysterio, but I like Mysterio a lot too. But like the only thing like with Mysterio is like that got so like fans so like excited is that he was like executed perfectly, as he was in the comics. But like like you said, I understood Vulture too. And like Ego, like his motivations are like, you know, what's the word? Like cliche.
Yeah.
Like he was just like fun to watch. You know what I mean?
No,
he was kind of charismatic. Yeah. And Vulture, I think the same thing too. And Mysterio. I think that's like what Marvel does well, is that they make their villains like exciting to see.
Yeah, that wasn't a knock on like boring. The other ones. I just think Vulture's like, out.
Yeah. Well, now they have started to make their villains better. I mean, in the beginning, they were like pretty flat characters. But yeah, I definitely think Vulture is like a up there for one of the better MCU villains. Just because he does have like a character and like you can see where his perspective is like coming from, you know. Like almost, I mean, he's not super closely related to Killmonger because he's not like as manipulative and whatever. Yeah. But like it's like the same idea where you can relate to where they're coming from. Yeah, so I think his character was executed really well, especially as like he's kind of taking on the role kind of like a Green Goblin, because he's like has this close connection with like you know, Liz is like his daughter,
Yeah.
almost like Harry. Like that, at least that's how I thought of it when
No,
I
I think that's right, yeah.
and like while it's not like as overarching as like the Green Goblin is, kind of, whereas like in TASM he's kind of just like the main, you know, like, well, Oscorp is like the main place for like the whole thing, you know. But like I still think like Vulture is was kind of taking on that role, and I think he did it well.
I touched on it a little bit in the other podcast that I remember, because I was just like listening to it. But I think Ned is so much like, I don't hate Harry in the Raimi trilogy. I do not like him in the TASM movies, but I think Ned is like such a great sidekick because he actually fits with Peter, and he's like lighthearted that they could make jokes and be part of the MCU. But he's also enough to where like he could be a sidekick and his guy in the chair or whatever. But he's actually useful because they're both smart people. And I just buy that more than like the Harry and Raimi, who's kind of like a jock almost. And it's like I don't really. It's not a joke, but it seems too cool for Peter, I guess, so.
Yeah, and that's what, like, adding on to that, like, it bothers me kind of when people say, like, oh, Ned's gonna become like Hobgoblin
Yeah, I
or
don't like
whatever.
that.
Like they have like such a close connection that I don't see, like, under any circumstance how
That
Ned can
rumor's
just
still
turn
going
evil.
around.
Yeah,
It's
it just
so,
doesn't make any sense.
yeah, that makes, I don't, yeah, I could never see Ned like betraying Peter in any
Yeah.
way. Like, I don't know what he could possibly
You
do.
know what
Especially.
it would feel like? It's like Anakin to Darth Vader. Like, it just wouldn't feel earned, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's not convincing.
Yeah. But like both their characters already established as like good. Like there's like no changing
Yeah.
their core character traits, you know? Whereas Anakin was like already kind of, I mean, not done well, but like he was.
No, I it was established earlier.
Yeah. But yeah, I think Ned is like a super relatable and good. I mean, I keep using the word relatable, but like these movies are super like, I feel like they're definitely the closest depiction of high school I've actually seen in movies. Like most of the time it's super unrealistic. Whereas like this was pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason that like the older generation is like clinging to the other two Spider-Men, and like our demographic kind of likes these, is because like it, we feel like more related to it, you know, and like it's something in the MCU that like feels close to home rather than
Yeah.
craziness and goofy cartoons.
I just think these movies are just done.
Do you think so Liz is like the main interest, and she's not like even a bad character, honestly, but was she set up to be the main romantic interest, and then like that obviously didn't work? But was MJ meant to be set up for future movies, or was that an Easter egg? Because then she just becomes fully the main character in like Far From Home, and now we all know her as MJ. But like, she was barely in Homecoming, and they just throw that in at the end. Like, my friends call me MJ.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know if it was planned, but like it did kind of feel a little random just because she was like, had nothing to, like, didn't want ha to have much to do with Peter or like anything. And Peter didn't really care for her at all. But
I
like,
think it was just like for the sake of the story, because you
yeah.
know, like the big twist, like, oh, the villain, main villain is Liz's dad.
Yeah.
Like that part was like so shocking. I think if MJ was like his girlfriend at the time, like there would be no twist at all. I
Yeah.
think that kind of just adds to the movie. I kind of get why they did that. It's probably just for that reason. I know it's kind of like a small thing, but it helps the movie a lot,
Yeah.
and it worked out, I guess, but.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to have like, I feel like if they were to have tried to expand on that, like it wouldn't have been really useful information, because like it's kind of just stuff that they can do off screen, say like that Peter developed an interest for MJ. Like that happens in high school, you know? It's just like you don't need to show that on screen. So I guess it kind of makes sense. It just kind of feels a little sudden.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, about that twist. I like that fully 100% got me. I don't like, I'm not like good at predicting stuff, but I didn't even have any hints I felt like towards Liz's dad being the Vulture, and I thought that was like, not only was it a cool twist for the movie, but like it actually served purpose in relating to Peter, like Steve was saying about Harry Osborn and his dad being Green Goblin. Like that was like one of the better twists in the MCU that actually did something.
I loved it too a lot because it was just done so well. Because I think it, like, that part where Tony took his suit away after, like, Spider-Man did that whole thing with the fairy, And then the movie just kind of like took like kind of a slog. Well, not like in a bad way, but
Yeah.
like it was just time off from the Spider-Man suit. Peter was just kind of like living his normal life again. And like he was preparing for like homecoming after asking Liz out. So like it kind of just took you away from like that whole Spider-Man story. And then like boom, like act like all of a sudden like you find out that the main like I feel like that's what made it more like unexpected and shocking. It
Yeah.
definitely got me. So
I just feel like I don't get how people don't like these movies or like Tom Holland's character, because they're really well written. Like some of the best written stories and characters like at the MCU have had, I feel like. Like Tom Holland's character just in general is like he's just like a good person. Like I don't know how you wouldn't like him. Like compared to Toby and Andrew's depiction of Spider-Man, I don't know. I just feel like they're not. Well, I don't want to say like comic accurate because I don't know, but like I know Spider-Man is supposed to be like a really good person, and like I don't see that as much as I do for Tom, you know?
yeah, I feel like it's just nostalgia that just kind of makes people angry. I don't know.
I
It's
know.
stupid, but.
Even if you're not like a diehard fan, like my dad doesn't watch a ton of Marvel movies, but I remember when we got this back on like DVD, like 2018 or whatever. I remember showing this one to him. You don't need that much background info besides like Tony and then like the Avengers like cleanup, whatever, after the Battle of New York. But like it's so like easily watchable. Like even if Tom Holland's not your Spider-Man, you should still be able to watch that and kind of like appreciate it for how fun it is. And like it's a Spider-Man story.
I mean, I think that just has to do with the fact that like it is like mostly a, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like an action movie at all, really. I mean, it's like more of a comedy, high school comedy. Like I don't know like what the genre that, you know, but yeah, it's just like anyone could pick up that movie and watch it. It's not really, I mean, it's MCU related, but it doesn't tie much into the arching plot, you know.
And I love how they did not do the origin story again and Uncle Ben, because now that they're like 5 years later, now they could go back and do it in an animated show, which they like plan to do. But like we just don't need to see that, and they waste no time like showing that he's Spider-Man already, and then you could get on with the story. And that's what makes it so like the pacing so good and it's so enjoyable, is you don't need to watch him slowly watch his uncle die and go through all that, and also the tone. Because if his uncle died in the beginning, would not be able to pull that off. So
Yeah, I feel like the better MCU movies are like learning that the heroes don't need an origin story. Like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah. I mean, well, most of them are previous heroes, I guess, but like just like newer ones, they don't really have like this
like Black Panther, like kind of origin story, but
origin.
also they waste no time.
I just think they don't really need to show that part that much. They just like give some context, and especially for Spider-Man, which is like such a well-known story, it's just like it's way more exciting to actually see him be Spider-Man like fully developed rather than learn to use his powers.
Yeah. Is that an all going?
Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't
really have major dislikes, so I.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like any dislikes for these movies,
Yeah, I
really.
just have likes and general thoughts, so I'll just.
Like overall, just like, all the characters are good. Like Aunt May,
Anime is
Happy,
so much better.
yeah. Aunt May and Toby's is here.
One in, Andrew doesn't even do anything. She just exists. Like, she just floats.
Does she look? Oh, I remember what she looks like.
Yes.
I was like, where's he at? Yeah, she's, I don't know.
But we'll rank all them at the end. So the MCU Spider-Man ones. And
Okay. Let's keep going.
then, so on to Far From Home. But this is like, as I said about Homecoming, you don't need a ton of backstory. This one, like, definitely, I feel like would help to definitely watch Infinity War and Endgame, because a lot of that ties into this. But it also could stand alone, I'd say. But general thoughts.
I think Cosmonaut said this, like it's like a perfect movie coming out of Endgame. It kind of jokes about all the events and it plays it off. Like it's, I don't know, it's just like lighthearted movie, kind of drags you back into the MCU after just seeing multiple of your favorite characters killed, so,
Yeah.
are just written off.
Yeah. I saw a lot of other like reviewers aside from Cosmo say like, oh, I hated Far From Home because they treated the snap as some huge joke after years of build up. But like that's just kind of like looking at the whole thing wrong, because there are other shows that treat it as if it like WandaVision treated it as like chaotic. Like it was a bad like moment, but it's just like it just works for that movie. So there's nothing to really like fuss about.
I agree. I mean, I think it would be too much to try to talk about the impact of the snap in a Spider-Man movie. Like, I don't know. It just would like take away from the lighthearted humor of the movie.
Yeah, it
I
just
mean,
helps with the tone.
yeah, even Falcon the Winter Soldier addressed like the blip or the snapback or whatever you want. So I'm happy that they did that. Like they addressed it lighthearted to keep it within the tone of the Spider-Man movie because they knew they would adjust it later. And I bet if you asked like those other reviewers now, they'd be a little lighter on Far From Home than they were at the start. And I do hope No Way Home like kind of continues the tone because we keep talking about how they don't keep it like a super dark. But I know No Way Home's supposed to be more serious, but I hope it still feels like it's part of this trilogy, you know? I don't want it to be like that separate.
Yeah, I mean, especially like coming from the perspective of high schoolers, like this is supposed to be a high school movie, whatever. I feel like most of, like, I don't want to say we would treat it as a joke, but like, I don't know.
Oh, it would be
Yeah,
memed.
exactly. Like, we've had like multiple events that are not like comparable to this, but like
No.
in 2020 and 2021, they're like pretty major, and we've treated them completely as jokes.
Yeah, it's just it's accurate. Like, yeah.
I feel like that's how it would be talked about as younger generations, you know, treated it, whatever.
And I like the setting they choose because Far From Home, like obviously it's a whole like whatever road trip type story almost, but it still keeps the high school vibe, and it's also something we haven't seen because Spider-Man has been in New York and the other two whatever incarnations of Spider-Man. The last one was in like in a high school in whatever Queens, but this one like it gives them something to do and new places to go, and it just keeps it fresh, you know? Because I feel like I'd get like monotonous if it was just in New York again.
That's what they did for every other.
Yeah, I know. Oh, also quick comment. When I was watching our other reviews, we were talking about like all the rumors for we were calling it Spider-Man 3, not No Way Home, because I forgot they didn't release the title forever. Like this movie's been so
Oh,
behind with everything, like trailers,
man.
posters.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
But
really
have
insane.
to say something about I want to say something about like the twist, the quote unquote twist of Far From Home. I'm talking about like when Mysterio gets revealed as the villain. And I just think it's like pretty incredible how like they still managed to pull it off perfectly, even though literally everybody who like knows about comic books was expecting it. They just like
They
they
advertised
didn't
it.
yeah, they didn't do it like the trailer. They depict him as like a good guy. But in the movie, like it's as if like they don't do it to surprise you. They just kind of like they again play it off as a joke.
I think Jake
So.
Gyllenhaal's acting actually like really sells the character too. Like, I don't know. I feel like he switches pretty easily between being like this good guy to being someone who's like completely insane.
You think
Yeah, and
that's it?
honestly, I think it's like he's so over the top, but it's almost like I guess in
Yeah.
a good way because like that whole
But
scene
that's
where
such a,
it's the
yeah.
twist, like it's an exposition dump, but it works and it's not like a boring one because he's so like vibrant and
Yeah, I
like.
mean, like he's supposed to be like theatrical, like that's his whole character. Like he literally sets up illusions like in his
Yeah, I
head
know.
all the time.
So, but yeah, I get the criticism. This isn't a dislike, but this is like a general criticism that people don't like that people are just offended by Tony and they keep returning and they're just like, oh, Tony Stark looked at me the wrong way in a hallway and now I'm gonna become a villain. Like I've just seen that meme all over the place because there's a ton of villains who just come back because they just feel wronged by Tony. So I like him as a villain, but I don't like him more than Vulture because of that purpose. Like I feel like Vulture had a different approach that felt creative.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like it was cool to see Tony's impact past his death. Like,
Yeah,
you know,
that too.
like I think that's what they're trying to expand upon. Like, his impact, I mean, with the main character and the main villain, and like showing how, I mean,
Yeah.
that creates the plot.
Honestly, I hate to say it, but I think that that criticism is like going to continue in No Way Home because Electro, I'm pretty sure Electro is wearing Tony's old arc reactor. It looks like exactly the same. And I said before, like, they're pulling villains from like other multi like universes, but I think this Electro is coming from our timeline. It's not from TASM 2, because that wouldn't make like I know Marvel has done stuff where they like just change people's appearance without really like anybody really questioning it, but like this is like I just think he's from our timeline.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just have a gut feeling he is.
I mean, that's like a possibility. I feel like, especially since a lot of people are expecting him to come from TASM. But then, what villains would come from the TASM universe? I mean, there's like a Lizard.
I think it's just Lizard, yeah.
But then for like Electro, why would he be fighting with the multiversal like villains though? If he was like from our universe. I guess I don't know why they're even fighting.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we don't. I like how we don't know much.
I know it's good to know.
I feel like we've been given like a ton of footage, but like we still don't know a lot. Like I see it everywhere, like a bunch of like new clips and stuff, but like I still have no idea like what's happening, and I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We'll go back far from home, and then we'll get to.
Yeah, I do have a lot of knowing on this, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about for that. But Far From Home.
Far From Home, I think MJ, is she better than, she's obviously better than Mary Jane and Rainey, but I know a lot of people actually like Gwen Stacy, you know, like I thought she was fine, but I think MJ is definitely the best love interest, but I don't think people all agree with that because she's kind of quirky and weird.
Okay, Gwen Stacy and Andrew Garfield's chemistry obviously was like very strong just because they were dating.
Yeah.
But almost to the point where it like makes you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I don't know, it's like they just like what Cosmo said, where they just like started rolling and just told them to be themselves, because what they talk about sometimes
it feels unscripted.
It's honestly also it's the way the scenes are shot too.
It's so strange,
it just goes on for so long.
But Zendaya and Tom Holland are dating now and they're like doing fine, it looks like. So
yeah, that's true, but but like their characters are different.
I know
than their
personality. They're not like being given like they're not like being told to like okay just like do whatever action, they're like being given scripts and stuff.
I think that their relationship is also like realistic toward the high school relationship, you know.
Yeah,
like especially I mean Zendaya's character is like supposed to be weird. I don't know, I mean Tom Holland's character is also, they're like both like nerds, you know. So I don't see like anything wrong with that. I guess like Mary Jane's not supposed to be that in like the comics, but whatever. I don't care that much. Yeah.
So I think the last Homecoming, the twist was Aunt May found out that he was Spider-Man, or like I guess that was the end credits scene. But I feel like this one steps up and like has multiple twists. Like Nick Fury's a Skrull for one, which brings up a lot of questions. Weird. MJ finds out, and then Mysterio reveals his identity, and J. Jonah Jameson's back. So like I feel like they keep continuing to step up like the stakes and the things that are revealed.
Reveals, like that's the meme.
Yeah,
like this set up so much. That's why I think this No Way Home is gonna feel like Avengers Infinity War, like all climax is gonna pick up like going on from the beginning.
Yeah, but I like how this one continues like I already talked about, I guess, but the tone of Homecoming, but they still kind of make the stakes a little higher, and you know, you can feel Peter trying to struggle to balance his real life with this one. And that was the plot of Spider-Man 2 kind of, but I like the way they handled this better, because Spider-Man 2, him losing his powers, I find a little hard to believe, I guess, just because he can't balance it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they just do it better here. I don't know. I just like, it's like, I don't want to see Toby's character. Like his character is like not interesting to me.
Yeah.
It's the least interesting part of their, like, I'd much rather see Spider-Man.
I know. And you don't like, you don't hate seeing Tom Holland all the time. So it's,
I like his Peter.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see him. I don't know. I just feel like the character development is a lot more clear and like obvious, and it's well written, compared to the other Spider-Man movies. Yeah. Like, they don't, I wouldn't say they go through as much growth like as Tom Holland does.
Okay, this was Soup's criticism, but that's why he had these MCU Spider-Man movies ranked last behind all the other ones. But he said that Tom Holland's Spider-Man didn't go through enough, and like we didn't see him suffer and have pain, and that's why he was excited for No Way Home, because, you know, supposedly Green Goblin puts him through a ton of stuff, like in the trailers and whatever. That's what's rumored. But
who said that?
Soups. His opinion isn't valid. I'm just saying it because I heard this and I want to talk about it.
The first thing that came to my head was that scene from Homecoming where he lifts that huge, like,
yeah, I know,
like metal thing off
the top.
Also, that was like awesome.
Train.
And Tony yeah. Stark died.
Yeah, I don't.
Like,
he died for 5 years.
And he couldn't, like, not that this is like brutal, but he couldn't like live his life. Like, he was struggling to balance MJ and like being Spider. Like, that, his whole thing is his lack of, you know.
What did the other Spider-Man go through that he didn't?
Uncle Ben getting shot.
But that happened.
I know.
Like, we don't need to see that.
No, it's not. And it's not like I was agreeing with him at all. I just wanted to, like, I think he's increasingly, as well as the tone getting darker, I think he's been faced with more. And I think we'll probably see him suffer more in No Way Home. So yeah. I like how they're doing his arc. And I feel like it's going to feel really consistent through, hopefully, through all three movies.
Yeah. I mean, like, his whole thing is, like, that he is persistent, I feel like. He was, especially in Homecoming, like, that was, even though like he knew, like, he's obviously he's struggling to balance like his like regular life and superhero life, but he always does it. Whether it's like going after Vulture or going after Mysterio, even though it like gets in the way of his whole life. So I don't know. I think it's just better character writing.
Yeah. I remember when the teaser for this came out. Two things on the teaser. Because I remember this was one of my favorite trailers for a while. Like, because I obviously now we have the No Way Home one and the Batman one's cool, and Endgame was a huge one. But like, I remember this one very vividly because they teased the multiverse in this one. And he's like, you're saying there's a multiverse. And then you see all these like sand creatures and stuff. And I remember seeing concept art for Toby and Andrew. It's way less than now, but like, I remember seeing that. And that was huge. And then MJ, they show in the trailer MJ finding out that he's Spider-Man. And I thought that was a major L. And I wanted to talk about that later, I guess, for No Way Home. Like, I guess we could just flow into it. But like, I don't know. Would you guys have been okay with just a teaser and then not like, because what if that second trailer gave way too much and we don't know it yet, you know? Like, I feel like the teaser gave so much hype initially that, like, it might not have even needed an official trailer, even though I like having it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I don't really watch trailers that often.
Yeah.
But, like, for this one, I had to. Like, there's no way I couldn't watch
it. I know. I'm not going to avoid that.
Yeah. But, I mean, hopefully it didn't give up too much. I mean, we have, like, it's like 3 hours of runtime, so...
Like 4 minutes of trailer footage.
Yeah, there's no way it gave up like that many major plot points.
Yeah.
Hopefully. There's already going to be like so many twists. I feel like knowing that the Sinister Six is going to be in the movie isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Anyway, I had to put a bow on Far. Anything else from Far From Home or not?
Yeah, I thought the final scene. Fight scene was cool.
Yeah, I like that one too. And how is this Peter Tingle?
Yeah, he does. I don't. That's the one I don't like.
Yeah.
Peter, just call it Spider.
I know. That's weird.
Peter Tingle. I know it's a joke, but it just makes me angry.
Yeah, it's.
I thought it was fun. I don't know.
I did too, but it's just like he continues to call it that after. He's like, "Come on, Peter Tingle." And it's like a serious moment. I was like, we know it's just Spider sense.
Yeah, I feel. I like how that was like. Emphasized a lot of his spider sense. I feel like I don't really know, remember, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like we didn't get much of that in Homecoming. Made up for that.
It was just a given.
The like hair on his arms raising up pretty much, right? In Infinity War.
Yeah.
Like that was the first time we ever really saw spider sense.
I mean,
like, it's in Homecoming, obviously, because he's fighting, but, like, I don't know.
No, I like it being something to be developed, you know, because it's kind of a given for the other two Spider-Men, so he like gets it over time, kind of.
Yeah, and like back to the Peter Tingle thing, that one scene where like, what do you call it, the final battle, like where it's Peter and Mysterio, and then all the drones are like in between them about to attack Peter. Yeah. And then like Mysterio like shuts off, like he like casts an illusion, and then, you know how Spider-Man says like, "Come on, Peter Tingle," and then he like exhales. I feel like it would have been like corny if he's like, "Come on, Spider Sense." I don't know.
That's just me, it would have been.
Yeah.
Just either way.
Yeah. Or maybe just not have that line. I don't know.
I thought that that's like a nitpick, but yeah. I remember it like being a little interesting.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like one thing we didn't get as much as in Far From Home, I think, is like Peter's like, what's the word? Quippiness? No.
That's right.
Spider-Man's supposed to like be funny during fight scenes. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and I think we got a lot of that in Homecoming.
And in Infinity War. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember that much of it in. I don't know.
I think you're right.
Like, yeah. Because I feel like most of the time he was just like, really, like the fight scenes were pretty serious.
No, yeah, I think, I definitely feel like they shifted it a bit for the fight. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I like, I liked that part of Spider-Man, especially watching Spectacular Spider-Man. I like it's funny. And I like how he's like confident in the suit and then kind of shy in person, you know. It's like,
yeah,
I mean, not like Daredevil, but like almost similar, you know, I was like humorous,
yeah.
I feel like in Homecoming, I mean, you guys might not remember, but like at the beginning, where like he's just kind of helping people like out on the street, like he kind of like takes somebody's bike away and then like accidentally like beats up a guy for like thinking that he's like stealing a car. Like, I feel like he's trying to be, like what you said, like, he's trying to, like, you know, be, like, I don't know, what did you say, quippy, you know? But, like, I don't know, maybe
and then
there wasn't much of that. But, like, the Amazing Spider-Man, like, took it way too far.
To the point where
he was, like, evil,
kind of. It was, like, took it to the point where it was, like, distracting him during fights, and it, like, did not make sense.
Yeah,
like letting people die.
Yeah, it was. I was like, "What the hell?"
Toby was quippy, but it was because of that movie. Like, I wouldn't say his jokes were out of place. Like the whole movie.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same as like Andrew's was like it was the right tone, but it just like was not.
Yeah,
good. Toby's was just funny, just because it was like funny to hear him talk.
Yeah, it just does not fit like Spider-Man's body. Like Toby's voice, it's so funny. I don't know, we could segue this into No Way Home.
We are at almost 40 minutes.
Do we think there's, which characters do we think are in it? And the main list I'd say are Toby, Andrew, Daredevil, and possibly Venom.
I know this is unlikely, but I hope to God that Kingpin is in it.
I think he's more likely to be in Hawkeye.
But like, yeah, but I don't care if we get a sixth villain. Or, yeah, I was going to say, like, have Kingpin cameo, but I honestly don't see how he would fit as a cameo. Like, what would he do? So, I don't know.
I feel
like, I would like to have him in either one.
I feel like Kingpin would kind of be, like, the mastermind. If
behind the, like, the multiverse.
But then he would have like a motivation. He would need to have a motivation against Spider-Man, which
I mean, not saying that they won't be able to pull it off. Like they probably would find a way to, but like to me, it seems like Kingpin was such like this grounded villain, and now all of a sudden, like multiverses are like mixing with each other, and now all of a sudden, Kingpin is just like, oh, I'm gonna take advantage of this. Like maybe, yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't know, see how like that would work. Like seeing such a grounded villain like with this cosmic like story.
He did admit it into the Spider-Verse, but that was a different Kingpin.
Kind of thing. That was a completely different Kingpin. Like that's not Like, that's nowhere near like what I saw in the Daredevil show.
I think
he was just like an angry dude.
Yeah, I think they just tease Daredevil in this. They tease Kingpin in Hawkeye. And I think they just honestly just renew like Daredevil to continue and keep it. Like, I know it's MCU, but I would just keep it bloody gory. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I want it to be. Like, I don't see a PG-13 Kingpin. I don't think
that
would be.
That show is just like full of like, just like, I don't even, there's so much to talk about. Just the symbolism and like,
it's super fleshed out.
Yeah.
It'll take you a while.
I know. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I just watched recaps, honestly, and we could talk about it. Because I remember a lot, but not like the little details, I guess, you know.
But yeah, I don't know if we're going to get a Kingpin. But like, I know, like, at least watching Spectacular Spider-Man, the show, that there were Sinister Six team ups, like, Doc Ock was a lot more manipulative in that. And he was like, I don't know. I feel like we didn't really get that in Raimi, the Raimi trilogy. But he was kind of the one forming the Sinister Six. So I feel like there has to be a person.
Yeah.
Does that? It'll probably be Doc Ock or Green Goblin, I'm assuming.
Green Goblin is said to be the main villain in this No Way Home movie. But I thought that was interesting because Doc Ock was definitely marketed the most. But I don't know. The rumor is that Green Goblin's the one who messes with Peter the most and who's like kind of the leader, I guess, but we'll see.
But we have confirmed Doc Ock, Green Goblin, Sandman, Lizard, and Electro. Well,
saying that out loud sounds crazy. Like, just like a year or two ago, thinking that these guys would even return, like, it seems so out of the
point. Then, six villains, potential six villains. I mean, they have a lot of like just like villains lying around.
Yeah.
Or Spider-Man villains. We have Mysterio if he's not dead, Vulture if he gets out of prison, Scorpion.
Yeah.
That guy was Scorpion, right?
Yeah, it's Scorpion.
Shocker, Venom.
I think it's like a Sinister Nine.
Yeah. I mean they could definitely make a Sinister Six pretty easily, but they need to get one of those. Or just a completely new one. But I doubt they'll do that.
I mean, Toby and Andrew. Thoughts?
Oh, they're definitely in it.
I did like, not think so for the longest time, but I'm a little more.
Lizard jumping at nothing and then just getting hit in the face by an invisible thing. That was like a mistake, by the way.
There's no
that way. Just gives it away.
I don't know. His head does seem like he definitely did get punched. I don't know.
The way it like moves is so unnatural. Like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, based on that,
but also like,
I'm not sure, but like it would make sense at this point for them to step in. But I don't want it to undermine this whole message of like Peter going against his ideal or his like holding onto this belief he can't hurt or kill someone.
Not I know.
Kill someone. Like, I don't want it to undermine and be like, oh, they're gonna do it for you. You know. I hope it still like tackles that part.
We recently just got like news, I guess, that there's going to be a whole other trilogy, but I still hope they continue the arc of responsibility and not relying on others like too much, because not that he leaned on Tony or Nick Fury or any of those people, but like if Tony and Andrew are in it, I hope it's for the sake of like the fans, and I honestly don't want it to affect the script that much. Like, this is the one time I feel like fan service would be okay and not to shove it in like the character development.
Yeah. Prediction right now, he is going to end up, I don't know, I don't think it'll be on purpose, but I think one of the villains is, I mean, I don't know if all of them, but like one of them is definitely going to die, and it's going to be Peter's fault, like maybe on accident or on purpose, probably not on purpose, but, and then hopefully they deal with it in the other movies, like his guilt, like that, I think that'd be a cool concept.
I also think he's definitely going to, I think he's going to lose someone in this movie, I don't know who it'll be, but I've seen Aunt May and Happy rumors. I've even seen MJ and Ned, but I think it would go ways into like setting up future things and, like you said, his guilt. So,
I mean, I would say that like they wouldn't kill off MJ because Gwen Stacy's supposed to be the one to die, but like are known to pick up comic book, like, so I feel like this is a potential. So, yeah, and I'm guessing Gwen Stacy is going to be introduced in the Strange trilogy or whatever.
The trilogy. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, if they kill off MJ like they did with Gwen Stacy, I feel like it'd be a whole lot less like effective. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Based on like that, like they no way they would reveal it and then actually kill her. Like that'd be stupid.
Yeah, I don't think MJ's gonna die.
Especially in the same way. Like, yeah. Venom's gonna see her.
To be honest, I think it's gonna be happy. He's been in the MCU for like too long. I don't see his future in like other movies other than like this one, and that's about it.
And I think he's been there just enough for Peter that it would like hurt him if he
lost that. And like it was, I feel like just based on What If, we kind of got a glimpse of like what Peter would be dealing with if Happy died.
Oh yeah, that's true. No, that, yeah. I forgot about that.
I feel like they would explore that more with an actual.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like thinking about it, if someone died and also Peter had to kill someone, it would kind of be a lot of grief in that movie. But it is going to be a big movie, so.
I just can't believe it's like here. Like, I feel like we were waiting for trailers back in like July forever. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
It's going to be huge. Like, there's so much that's going
to
happen.
You think it's going to live up to it or be overstuffed? Because we see Spider-Man 3 and TASM 2, like, they both were overstuffed and, like, it just did not work.
But I know, like, they said production was chaos. Like, honestly, like, you don't know, like, production for Infinity War probably was also chaos. Could you imagine, like, there's a bunch of different groups, like everywhere, all over the place, but it still ended up really good. I think No Way Home Rotten Tomatoes score is going to be in the 80s range, but that doesn't mean, which is obviously really good, but like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Infinity War was an 85.
Really?
Yeah, Infinity War got an 85, but the audience score
it's such a bull.
Pretty high.
It gave it like a 94.
I know, but like, I could understand it because it was all over the place, but it was pulled off so well.
Yeah.
So I think No Way Home is going to be kind of the same.
I agree. That's valid.
Yeah, that is a question. Like, is this movie going to be more like Infinity War or Endgame? Like,
I'd say Endgame, honestly, just because Infinity War like had a setup and you knew there was gonna be part two.
Yeah, I mean, already bringing back the older villains is a huge one.
I know it feels like now it's the culmination of the other two, like both the trilogy and the duology. I can't call it the other trilogies because there's one of them didn't get a third. Nervous. Like, I hope it lives up to it. I hope it's like, we're going to enjoy it regardless, just because there's so many people that, like, I've watched for years, and you know, but.
The cast members did say, like, that it's the best Spider-Man movie of the three. Which, yeah, I don't know. They're biased, but no, I don't know. I mean,
no, and even the director.
Same director, too. Like, I think he knows.
I think it'll be.
I hope they stick to, like, getting a really good plot and really good character development, rather than servicing the fans. Like, you know, I'd rather see more of what we got from Far From Home and Homecoming than like this huge CGI battle.
Yeah, agreed.
Like,
And I hope so for Far From Home. Shoot, what was I gonna say? Sorry about that. Why did I just lose my train of thought?
Far From Home.
No, I was thinking about a comparison between the two, but I just completely lost it. Let's see what comes back. I don't know why this is blank.
I don't know.
I cannot think of what I was going to say. I have never like lost it that bad. I was hoping I'd find it.
On a completely random topic, what do you guys think the end credit scenes are going to tease?
I guess Venom, maybe. I think Venom's more likely to be in the post-credit scene than the actual movie.
If they're introducing characters, I mean, well, they will be, but like, Daredevil or no, because I feel like the Spider-Mans are going to be tossed out, right? There's no way.
I think it's a one and done type.
But like, if they're to introduce someone like Daredevil or something like that, one's definitely going to be about that.
I
think it's going to be one serious post-credit scene or one joke post-credit scene. I don't know. Probably.
I guess they do that in Eternals, right?
What?
Not really. I mean, did they? What was the first one even? I don't even remember what the first post-credit scene was.
First was like,
Harry Styles.
Where they got taken away?
No, first post-credit scene was, no, that was at the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah, no, first one was Harry, and then it was
Black first Knight. First one was Harry, Black Knight with Blade.
Kind of is a joke, but normally they end with a joke.
I remember what I was going to say.
yeah.
So I was skeptical of the, like we were talking about the production and stuff, but I was skeptical of No Way Home's plot because you said you want them to still set it up well and earn it, you know, and all that stuff. And as far as the trailers show, it seems a little weak, like he just doesn't want to everyone to know it, so then a spell breaks loose and then now he has to deal with all this, but it doesn't feel as set up as the other two. But then again, I feel like in Homecoming and Far From Home, like we didn't really know the full plot because like even they were even though we knew it, Mysterio was teased as a good guy. So I feel like there's more to the story than what's being teased, you know? Like I feel like
Just to be like optimistic, I feel like they only did that in the trailer. Like it's gonna be more fleshed out in the movie, but
yeah,
they
for
just
sure.
wanted to like get to showing like multiverse stuff and all this like cool like stuff
I
just to
think you're
get people
right.
excited. Because
Yeah.
that's what like trailers are for,
Yeah, I
like
think they just
just to
highlighted that
get excited,
aspect.
just to like hype it up.
New question. What is Doctor Strange's role going to be in this movie? Like,
Yeah, that's another
I
thing.
still think it'll. Remember, so Dan, remember how you were saying, like, after the
Mephisto.
trailer, is he more of a main character than we think? But I still think he'll be kind of minimal. Like, I think he'll only be towards the beginning. And then he's obviously in that final fight, but I think he'll still be Spider-Man.
If Toby and Andrew aren't in this movie, Doctor Strange is going to have like a much, much bigger role.
Oh.
Doctor Strange could
100%.
overlap all six of them
Yeah, I
so
know.
easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see Tom Holland going against these six, like a sand giant, a freaking mutant li lizard,
I know.
Like all these guys. Like, I
Yeah,
don't.
no, he's definitely not going to be alone. Like, there's
Yeah.
what's this?
Because
Doctor Strange.
realistically, Doctor Strange is gonna like kill all of
But he's got his own multiverse movie coming up, you know? So, like, I think
them. Yeah.
that's the only reason I think he won't be, like,
Oh,
super.
yeah, that's. Back to the post-credit scenes, that's probably what it's going to tease.
Oh, that's
Multiverse
true.
of Madness.
But we also thought WandaVision would do that, but did it really? It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I think that was
But
too
also,
early
that
for that.
movie was supposed to come out before this movie, so I don't.
I don't like that
It's
still, by
not.
the way. That's a horrible
That,
setup.
no, because I feel like that would have been more interesting. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it would have been better written if that movie came out.
Is true.
That's what scares me
Multiverse
about
would
the
have been
plot.
introduced much better.
Yeah. And
Well, I
where does
mean,
Loki tie in?
they had time to change it
No,
like
no.
pretty well, right? It's not going to be like
No,
2016
I think it's
Suicide
still
Squad
gonna
where
be
they changed
good,
it within
but
like months or weeks even.
I think it's still gonna be good. I'm sad that I don't get to see what it was originally gonna be.
Yeah, I know.
Even better.
Hopefully it
Pre
doesn't come
COVID.
down to the Snyder Cut type deal where we get it 5 years later and just like here's what we were gonna do.
Yeah. But yeah, back to your question about Loki, I think I don't know. Like honestly, I have no clue who broke I mean, it has to be Loki who broke the multiverse, right? Like
But they're making it seem like it's
I
not like
know, and
it.
it, I don't get it.
Like Loki almost feels like it's just its own little multiverse bubble, but then it had to do with what if, I feel like for sure, because I don't know, it's so weird.
Multiverse. I mean, Loki was supposed to be like the biggest event of Phase 4, and now it's
But
like,
it feels toned down now, though.
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's still gonna play a role. Like people were saying, and I kind of agree. Like that scene at the end of the trailer where the sky is like purple and there's like lines going through it, and Doctor Strange is like, "Oh, they're starting to come through."
Yeah.
I think that's like a result of like the Loki thing, but like the spell, I think it had to. It's kind of, I don't know.
But
They're
what are
gonna
the, I
play like it
mean,
was different, like it
maybe
kind
the
of did
Loki
something else.
thing, maybe it happens at the same time as the spell and that's what messes it up. Maybe. Because I don't know.
Because we don't, because like you don't know how the like, sure, like you know, like a spell went down, but like we haven't seen the movie yet, of course. So there has to be more to the scene during the
Yeah.
spell. So
I
there's
doubt
gonna
it's
be,
just an
there's,
interruption. Yeah.
yeah, it's not, yeah. So I think they're like, Peter's just gonna like say more stuff that we haven't, that we're not like aware of yet, that's gonna actually like screw up the spell and it's gonna make more
Or who
sense.
knows? Maybe
That's
that
just
scene's
my
not even
lane.
in the movie. Maybe they just. I think that's been a thing that they do. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Something that major, I don't know.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know.
What does the box do? That
I don't
Peter.
know. That's another thing. People said it like it's like a pocket dimension for like, or the pocket like prison for like the multiverse winds,
I
but
could see that because the way he has that
like
black
they're
suit with
supposed to
the
like,
things, yeah.
they're
It
supposed to
seems like
get
he's
them
trying to
back to
capture.
their universe, not to
Yeah.
trap them in like this box.
Yeah, no, I think
So
the suit, whatever was given by Doctor Strange to try to get them back, but then that doesn't work. So then Doctor Strange is like, you have to kill them. But then he tries to take the box. I mean, that's how I understood it.
yeah.
I mean, obviously the trailer can be misleading,
Yeah.
but yeah, I don't know what the box does, but we'll see. I hope Mephisto comes out. I'm just like, ha! and then none of the other stuff matters. It's just him.
Dude, okay. What watching our WandaVision, like, because I was watching us talk about it in the moment of watching WandaVision, like, they set up a lot for Mephisto to be there. Like, the devil's in the details, and, like, the color red was, like, reoccurring. Like, I cannot believe they didn't put him in it still.
You guys were shitting on me for that. I was telling you.
Not at the time, necessarily, but I shouted it after it happened because I was, like...
We did so much.
No, but, like, there was genuinely, like, a decent amount of evidence that, like, he could be in it.
It's, like, it's so... Mephisto is probably the most popular villain to have not been in a movie right now.
Oh, it's such a, like, meme now too. Everyone,
yeah, acting, like, so many people, like, people, not even, like, non-comic book readers, like, know who he is. It's insane.
It's funny.
I cannot. They fumbled the bag.
No, they didn't. I'm glad he went.
Speaking of villains, I think Kang is going to be teased in one of the post credits, along with, like, Doctor Strange, because, like, who's supposed to be the main villain of Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness?
No way,
Mephisto.
Kang is going to be. Ant-Man.
Yeah, Kang was confirmed for Ant-Man, but he's also showed up now.
Kind of. Like, yeah. It makes sense for him to, like, show up in Doctor Strange too.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I don't think he's going to be a main villain for three different things, though.
I thought, like, the approach this time was to have Kang more prevalent in, like, other movies rather than, like, with the Thanos, like, thing. Like,
yeah, no, that, like, I think they're for sure doing that. Yeah. They set him up immediately in Loki, so I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, well, I have to go because I have homework. But
yeah, that was a good discussion. We got around an hour, 56 minutes.
But I liked the podcast. I missed it.
It's good.
It's refreshing.
It is.
You get all your ideas out.
Well, I like having it on video too because I watched all the WandaVision ones. It's really fun, like, hearing our thoughts week by week and, like, seeing how it all played out. So. Yeah.
This prediction right now, if I'm right, then I am podcast genius.
Exactly. That was the good part about the water.
Ready? Peter is going to go to Doctor Strange, do a spell, and then to soup, and then he's not going to want to kill someone. But then he's going to have to. But then get the box. I don't know what the box does. But then somewhere in there, someone has to try to help him. But then when he's fighting, Green Goblin's going to die. It's going to be Green Goblin. I'm calling it now. He's gonna die. And Peter's like, fuck. Oh, shit. I forgot we don't cut it. Whatever. And then,
actually, and then I think it's gonna be Doc Ock.
No, Green Goblin's gonna die. And then Peter's gonna be sad. And then end.
Okay.
Here's my ranking of the movies. I don't know. Far From Home and Homecoming swap back and forth, and No Way Home hasn't come out yet. So there's that.
Homecoming has been ahead of Far From Home for, like, a while on my list. I think the last list I sent you, Nathan, I don't think it's changed. I think that's, like, my final list right now.
Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, Spider-Man 2, Tasm 1, Tasm 2.
Yeah. Tasm 2, Spider-Man 3, Venom 2. Venom 2, also, do the Venom movies count as Spider-Man movies? I don't even know. Venom 2 was so funny. I couldn't, like, that.
It was honestly, like, good. Because it was bad and funny. And, like, it was good that it didn't carry. It was, like, only an hour and 30 minutes. So
it was so fast-paced.
I know, yeah. I thought it was, like, good. Like, it was just funny.
The Carnage just dies kind of, like, unceremoniously.
It was so weird. Like,
he Carnage just, is, like, a big dude. The Carnage
just he gets separated from, like, his host. And the Venom just, like, fuck this guy. And then eats him.
The movie is hilarious. I'm glad that we watched it.
Also, wait, do you guys, this is off topic, in that movie, do you remember, like, I don't remember who that guy was. I think he's, like, a security guard, or I don't know.
The guy,
like,
gets set up for another symbiote?
Yeah, he gets his eyes turned blue or something.
Yeah, I know.
What was that? Like, I know that's not going to go anywhere.
Was that the first one?
No, the second one.
When did this happen?
The guy who's supposed to die, like, this Daily Bugle dude, he doesn't, and his eyes turn blue.
It was so fast. The scene was like.
It's supposed to be like Toxin I saw or some other symbiote that they're setting up. I don't know.
There's a lot of them.
Is Toxin supposed to be, like, the most powerful one or something?
I think he's just another branch of Carnage, but I don't know if he's.
Oh, it's like, it's weird. Carnage, I mean, they kind of did it. Carnage was supposed to be, like, the son of Venom. And then this kind of, like, and then they're all, like, the sons of Carnages.
They do so much symbiote shit. Like, it's gonna get boring. Like, we
I
already
don't
have
know
two
how much
movies on
longer you can make a
symbiote.
Venom movie for.
Yeah, like,
He's
let
not
there be
supposed to have his
Carnage even
fridge.
the first Venom movie. It would have been pretty solid.
Venom 3 won't come out for a while, and he's gonna like take a bigger role in the MCU for a bit and then go back to his own movie. Hopefully. Maybe. Or maybe go back to his own universe. Like, I don't know how that's gonna work with universes, like going back and forth.
Anyway.
Anyway, we're going to be having a Human Centipede podcast next
Yeah,
week.
stay tuned for that.
Well,
It's gonna be like a walkthrough. Like we're gonna have the movies playing. And we'll just like talk about what we're
yeah,
seeing.
we'll have it like we'll have some
No,
clips playing
we
too.
just won't even talk. We'll just let it play.
Yeah, we'll just watch it. You guys could just see our like facial
It's
expressions.
just gonna be re yeah. We should do a reaction video.
Yeah,
Reaction video of us.
that would be rated like R times 12.
Okay. We
Follow our
are
socials.
going to end it here. So for TikTok, Instagram,
Wait.
podcast _time_times, Nathan is going to be posting more.
Yeah, is it wait, is it click the video here and then the channel here?
Channel's here. Wait,
no.
I don't know if it's
whatever,
here.
It doesn't matter.
You should post on TikTok more actually.
No,
Like
I
people
should
actually
because
like
it
get
actually
more
blows up.
followers.
It was easier
Yeah.
during online school because I would watch it during class and I could crop the clips I liked, but
No.
now
What we need to do is we need to say some really, really controversial shit
I opened
to
with
attract
it by
attention.
saying
Yeah.
it. Yeah, it no, the prequel
Like
one was
you
so
did with
funny.
the yeah.
Clip right here. I hate Andrew Garfield and TASM, and the movies are complete hot garbage. And Toby is funny because it's bad. Okay, put that in a TikTok clip.
Yeah, the Toby video, the Toby movies have not aged well, but they
Yeah,
hold up
the
better as comedies
is
now.
well
the
because
MCU Spider-Man movies are miles ahead of Tobey Spider-Man.
yeah.
Like so much better than Spider-Man 2.
So follow, like the video, comment down below.
I'll use that clip.
You know, we're gonna be, no, we're not.
It might be spotty for a couple months, but we will be consistent
We're
once we.
like making schedules and stuff, guys. We're
Yeah,
gonna.
Danny, you didn't hear about this. We're gonna try maybe a spreadsheet or something where we could have a
Winter
calendar.
break is coming up, like we should be fairly consistent by then.
Haha, you're assuming I don't have basketball games every other day in
Yo,
practice.
listen, the toll that it's
That
taking on
if this video blows up, I want you all to encourage my friend Nathan here to quit.
Okay, I don't. I'm also not going to quit.
No, you are.
Anyway, wrap up.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. So subscribe if you're not, you know, do all that stuff.
And let me know what you think of the new jingle in the intro.
Yeah, I don't remember what it sounded like anymore, but you
I
know,
don't either, but we'll hear it.
like didn't and.
Also, if you've got this far in the comments, what's your favorite color pineapple?
What?
Okay, bye.
Okay. Everyone say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Danny say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.